Here's a little ray of sunshine. Today's good news story on Cornerstone Radio, brought to you by Liberty Senior Living.
Duke University has some space bragging rights this week. When the first all-civilian crew launched into the atmosphere last Wednesday on SpaceX, they had trained for the mission at our own Duke Health here in the Triangle. Interesting side note, this was the first mission in history that had no professional astronauts on board. So as you can imagine, training was key. The three-day mission was dubbed Inspiration 4, and they did have some pretty impressive talent. Chris Sombrowski is a 42-year-old U.S. Air Force veteran and aerospace data engineer. 51-year-old Sean Proctor is a licensed pilot and geoscientist. Those two were joined by Haley Arsenault, who's a physician's assistant at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. She was the crew's chief medical officer and the youngest American to fly in space at 29 years old. The crew leader was Jared Isaacman, whose main selling point seems to be that he's a billionaire, and he paid for the space flight. To prepare for space emergencies, doctors at Duke University Medical Center put the crew into Duke Health's hyperbaric chamber and trained them on how to function in high altitudes with gravity challenges and how to react to low oxygen levels.
Here's more good news. Liberty Senior Living has over 15 locations across the Southeast, with more to come. Learn more at libertyseniorliving.com.